Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let me begin by placing on record my delegation's sincere appreciation for all the work the Swiss presidency have done and the dedication to the objectives of the convention they have shown over the past 2 years in their extended tenure as president of this review conference. Through you, I would also like to thank the director and staff of our implementation support unit, our interpreters, and the conference and technical support staff for facilitating the final part of this review conference in what remain difficult circumstances. Mr. Vice President, despite the entry into force of this convention in 2008, the enduring effects of cluster munitions are still being felt in many parts of the world. These deadly weapons continue to kill and maim civilians, leaving individuals, families, and communities to manage the life-changing consequences, including long-term disabilities, the loss of a breadwinner, loss of land, or unemployment. In this context, we are deeply concerned about reports of the use of cluster munitions in recent years, in particular in Syria, and most recently in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. We should all be proud of and cherish the work we have achieved in this convention, but we must recognize there is still more to do to achieve our goal of universal adherence to this convention and to see a world that is rid of the scourge of cluster munitions. We warmly welcome the four new states parties who have joined since the ninth meeting of states parties, Maldives, Sao Tome and Principe, Niue and St. Lucia. We must redouble our efforts to encourage more states to join them. Collectively, we need to reach out to states that remain outside of the convention to improve understanding of the convention itself and to lower the barriers these states face in joining. For our part, the United Kingdom continues to engage in constructive discussions with a variety of countries inside and outside of the convention to promote adherence to and observance of the norms established by the convention and to encourage ratification. The UK takes this opportunity to call on states not yet party to the convention to accede without delay. Mr. Vice President, as well as promoting the norm of non-use of cluster munitions, we must tackle together the remaining contamination and stockpiles of these weapons. That needs money. We continue to face an imbalance between global donor funding available and the resources required to clear cluster munition contamination. The UK is proud to be one of the world's leading donors in providing cooperation and assistance to Mine Action, and we will continue to invest in clearance of contamination. We call on all states who have not yet done so and who are in a position to do so to consider providing financial support to affected states that need it. To address these funding shortfalls, we should also pursue innovative sources of funding that can supplement investment from traditional donors. This should include consideration of social impact bonds, variations of public-private partnerships and blended finance, and corporate social responsibility support. As well as continuing to invest directly in action against landmines and cluster munitions, the UK will continue the work we started earlier this year with Social Finance and the HALO Trust to explore the potential for innovative finance solutions to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of all stages of mine action. The machinery of our convention also requires funding, if it is to live up to its potential. In particular, the Implementation Support Unit is vital to its effective functioning. The UK is pleased to announce that we will once again be contributing £50,000 in voluntary funding to the ISU this financial year. We call on states that are also in a position to do so to contribute what they can. Finally, we must all remain alert to the possibility of finding cluster munitions following completion of time-bound obligations and have robust plans in place to manage this. The discovery of a previously unknown stockpile of munitions by a private organisation in the UK, which we reported to Part 1 of the review conference and in our annual report, and which have now been destroyed, serves as a good example of the need for constant vigilance. Mr. Vice President, the Convention on Cluster Munitions is a significant component of the international rules-based system. This is why the UK is proud to renew its wholehearted commitment to the full implementation of its convention obligations and to play our part in achieving a world free of cluster munitions. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Ambassador of the United Kingdom for his intervention and the kind words spoken towards the Presidency and the supporting staff.